This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This audio is again courtesy of What Now, Mitch? What do you have? Well, we have audio from, he doesn't know. We have audio between Shedeur Sanders.
I believe it was originally from
Well-off.
The Sanders TikTok.
Okay, Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward.
But everybody's got it out there.
Lime is upset with me because he thinks I'm getting cold feet here. Here's Cam Ward. Cam Ward's the first person you're hearing here, and him and Shedeur Sanders talking trash to each other.
They gave you a completion percentage award, and all you did was throw checkdowns and bubble screens.
That's actually crazy. If I did that, my completion percentage would be 90. I throw the ball downfield. You don't.
You ran the ball. You had a run game.
Work.
You had a run game.
So they like talking trash to each other. And you're getting upset because you think I'm getting cold feet. I think I'm just trying to figure out if this is the right move that this organization needs to make.
Well, remember,
I have to examine all sides. This is a human life we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Here.
And remember, you and I argued last week. And when you really step back and think about what we were arguing,
we agree.
It was over the fact that we both said, yeah, we would turn in the card for Shedeur Sanders at number two. I just wasn't as confident that he was a sure thing as you were. But we weren't that far off.
I don't like, because you, when you make this decision, you have to be in love. It is a marriage. By the way, marriages drop, or divorces have dropped like 27% or something like that.
They're going down?
Yeah. People are getting married and they're staying married, brother.
Wow. Okay.
This is a big decision. And I'm having, I don't want to say I'm having cold feet, but I have to consider everything, guys. Because I got a long time to consider. If I'm making this decision, fine. Say I'm engaged. If I'm engaged for a long time, I got a lot of time to figure out whether or not I want to make this commitment for what I believe is going to be the rest of my life. If I'm going to settle down with somebody, shouldn't I believe it's going to be forever? If I'm going to settle down with Shedeur Sanders, shouldn't I believe it's going to be for his entire career, that it's going to be prosperous, that it's going to work out? Why on earth do I always keep having to defend the worst case scenario? That should be a red flag for me. I want a quarterback, but do I want him just because I want out of this hell that we have?
Well, yeah, that's part of it. Yeah, we are desperate.
But I can't just draft a quarterback because I'm desperate. I have time.
So I think you can. I do think you can. And yeah, you have time. You can always punt that decision.
I don't think you can in this case.
But I can tell you, the longer you punt that decision too, the same outcome is going to be realized, which is if you wait a year to draft a quarterback, waiting for this perfect draft class and this perfect spot to draft a quarterback, which how many times does that actually materialize? How many times in sports does Cavs tank, get number one, get LeBron James? How often does that really happen
Not
in sports?
Not terribly often.
Lots of teams gear up for what should be the guy to change the entire future of their franchise, and it never works out that way. So we can keep punting. We can go with the safe choices this year, the quote safe choices, which I think we kind of attacked earlier in the show. We can go after Abdul Carter.
But
you know how many games you're going to win this year with Abdul Carter?
Not very many.
You're probably
going
to win less than five, and you're going to be firing everybody.
Yes.
So that's not
but
safe.
I don't think that's
there's literally nothing safe about taking Abdul Carter.
I don't think that's a problem to the average Browns fan. I think the average Browns fan goes, fine, fire him. I don't care. Because I damn
well,
it,
so then why do you care if they take Shitter Sanders and he's terrible? You're going to get to the same spot.
Because your attitude makes me want to flip-flop. when you just don't care about the most important position and say draft any of them, when I'm like, well, if I don't think he's going to be good, why do I draft him? Why do I draft him? Just because I'm desperate? No. Then I'll just trade down and I'll take Abdul Carter, because Abdul Carter will be at least useful to me in 2026.
Kenny, you
I don't know if Shedeur Sanders is going to be useful to me in 2026. When you have see, if you were telling me things you liked about Shedeur Sanders, if because I'm going, yeah, you know what? I think he stays in the pocket better than what anybody says. That doesn't mean he's not an athlete. He can get out there and scoop, but damn it, he's just not the type of guy to pull his eyes down and take off and run. He's trying to put the ball downfield. He's trying to throw the ball. He plays within a system that's more like Kevin Stefanski's than anybody wants to admit. See, I say those things, and what I want you to do is I want you to back me up on it. You don't. You just say, well, we need a quarterback, draft a quarterback. That is fundamentally bleeped. Man, you can't just take a QB to take a QB.
It's not if they do the work on him and say we have not only a first round grade on him, but we have him among the best prospects in the draft. And there are guys that say that. Bucky Brooks says that he's the number one quarterback, Shedeur Sanders. We have gone up and down. Todd McShay says he is a first round grade. Well, guys, if you have a first round grade and you need a quarterback, then you take the quarterback. This isn't hard. You don't sit there and try to size it up and say, well, we have him at the bottom of the first round. Well, then you're not going to get him. Unless you want to sit there and trade up with your 32nd overall pick and hope that no other teams trade above you. But now you're leaving to chance and a lot of other teams and their needs and their desperations and hoping the intel you've gathered on those other teams is accurate to try to hit that sweet spot. But I'm telling you, if you try to hit that sweet spot that way every year, you'll never get your quarterback.
I just think that fans would like to hear us talk that if we're going to take a quarterback, damn it, they want to hear what Jonathan Peterlin tells them. They want to hear what I tell them. They do not want to sit there and help. Well, you know what? You got to take a guy. You might as well take a guy. Like, I tell them to take Shedeur Sanders because I think that Shedeur Sanders can be good.
Yeah, I think he can be good too.
But sitting here with you every day, you don't. I don't think you
yes,
do.
Yes, I do.
I don't believe you.
I do.
I told you
the day after the college football season ended that I was there.
You only think he can be good because he plays quarterback. I don't think you really believe that Shedeur Sanders, the guy, the quarterback, the person as the quarterback is going to be good in the NFL.
I don't believe you really believe that. He can be good just in the same way.
That.
In the same way, by the way, I thought Bo Nix could be good, but I wasn't dead set on, man, you got to get Bo Nix. No. And he went to a good spot, went to a good coach. And I think Shedeur Sanders.
We're going to bring him to
Shedeur Sanders. Obviously, you've heard it. Like, Ross Tucker came on last week and is like,
he doesn't want us to take Shedeur Sanders.
So Ross Tucker says this. He goes, not an elite athlete, not an elite thrower of the football, not elite size. So that all worked against him. But I was with you. I said, I think he makes up for it in other areas. I think his accuracy is really, really impressive. I think he can, when you get out of the helter-skelter of a college situation where he doesn't necessarily, you know, that offensive line last year, he had good receivers.
Well, you switch guys in and out every year over there. They're different out there at Colorado.
Sure, but you've seen that elsewhere too for other quarterbacks that had trouble kind of dealing with that. Look at Patrick Mahomes' college career. Look at how he was running for his life and making some terrible decisions running straight backwards. It's all out there. Those videos are all out there. And in the end, where did Patrick Mahomes go? And then we can do this to death. Where did Aaron Rodgers go? There are plenty of...
But when you had Aaron Rodgers and when you had Patrick Mahomes, there were people who were passionate about these guys who knew football, who were passionate about these gentlemen.
Jordan Love, another one that went the end of the first round.
And I heard passionate arguments for him. I'm not hearing passion from you about Shedeur Sanders. And it reminds me of the old days and arguments about QBs that, damn it, I ended up being right about
in
the long run.
Have you heard me be passionate about Abdul Carter? Like, I'm sitting here telling you guys that this was a...
You've been passionate against Abdul Carter.
This was not a blue-chip draft that includes other positions that aren't quarterbacks. And in fact, if you say Travis Hunter is that guy, we have been on this from moment one that there are a bunch of guys that think he's not the best corner in this draft and not the best wide receiver. Yet you're going to take that at number two?
If I see anybody falling, I swear to God, I think... because that's exactly what that is. Which would probably be a good thing because then he ends up with a good organization that knows how to use him. And that can actually use him well. Not going to fall all the way to the Eagles like all these other guys do, but you understand. Brad and Canton, you're first up on the Fan.
So, you want passion about Shedeur Sanders?
Give me the passion, Brad.
All right, here's the passion. Don't take him.
Passionate arguments against him.
Not for a minute. And I'll tell you why. Okay. Nothing against the kid, but all the things Ross Tucker said, true. The measurables are not there. In addition to that, the competition that he played in college was not like what some of these other guys have played.
Patrick Mahomes played in the Big 12.
Yeah, there was no defense in the
Big
12.
Patrick Mahomes isn't in this draft.
But I understand that. But if we're talking about the type of competition that they play, it's like I can't just rip guys because they come from.
You would agree that the Big 12 isn't the same Big 12 as it was when Mahomes played, right?
No, it wasn't. But, I mean, if we're talking about teams that played defense, you never looked at the Big 12. You never did.
I don't think that they played great defense. It's gotten a lot worse. You got Oklahoma and Texas.
Somebody hasn't watched Iowa State.
You know, Iowa State, I know Matt Campbell. He's a friend of mine. They play good defense.
Congratulations on all your success.
They don't cover well. Goodbye, Ken.
No, Brad! Damn it!
He had passion about getting off the phones.
I'm starting to get cold feet. I'll admit it.
I could tell.
You can't do that on February
8th. Sure you can.
I shouldn't do that. Brad started to scare me.
Do you think the Browns...
Your feet are going to warm up again and... Well, we got the combine in 2 weeks. He probably won't do anything at the combine.
I didn't like the Big 12 argument because it's like, well, the SEC, I've been told a million times over, was a great conference. And, okay, you've had Cam Newton and you've had Joe Burrow. A.J. McCarron? Nope. Greg McElroy? Nope. Chris Leak? Nope. Tim Tebow? Nope. I'm sure there's other ones. I'm sure there's other successful ones. I don't like the... The level of competition, when you go from Jackson State, that's not the type of competition you see at Colorado. Mm-hmm. You made them better. See, I can argue against this. You go to Colorado, you are playing better competition, but you went from 1-11 to 4-8 to 8-4. Now, the teams that he played, this is where I do get nervous. This is where I go with Brad. You play Nebraska. Mm-hmm. What happened against Nebraska?
Yeah,
it was 28-10.
And the pick six.
It was never
early in that game. Yes. Really scared people.
And basically, what Matt Rhule did is he held you down, and it was like a little brother thing with your their defense. And that was a team that barely got to the bowl games. Then you played BYU. BYU, Big 12 team, by the way, does pack a defense and clean the clocks of Colorado. Argument against that, Shedeur Sanders, and this is something you just brought up, different offensive line every year. And it takes a minute for these guys, as we see. Lima's been fighting it out with people on social media. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. See, I just can't agree with anybody. Like Carl says, Linick on Twitter, Abdul Carter doesn't need to lead the team. He just needs to lead the defense. Sanders needs to lead the team. If Sanders is a bust, we are back at square one again. All caps. Carter is a slam dunk in his position is Sanders. One, I don't think that Carter is a slam dunk.
I don't think so either.
Two.
Where did this become that he's Miles Garrett was a slam dunk.
Yes.
Where did it become that he turned into Miles Garrett?
I don't know.
Because his tape does not look like...
Because I think people are trying to talk themselves out of quarterback to that level.
Yeah, well, Abdul Carter's tape is not Miles Garrett's tape.
This is something, whoever they get, if they did take Abdul Carter, sir, you need to help lead the team. You absolutely need to help lead the team. That, I don't mean to get mad at Carl about this. If you said it, I would get mad and animated at you. We tried to do that with Miles. Miles only recently tried to be a leader. It didn't work. It didn't work. Now, I will defend Miles about a lot of things. I will never defend him being a leader. He wasn't a leader when he started with this team, and you know that. You know it. And only over the last few years, because I think he started to see, like, oh boy, we better get things going here. I'm gonna end up like Joe. Then he all of a sudden tried to start being a leader. He ain't been no leader. No. If you get Abdul Carter or you get Mason Graham or you get any one of these other guys here, you get a Will Campbell, I want leadership on the team. Because that's part of the reason why you've sucked up the room for 25 years. Because we get no, you don't need to be a leader. Kenny, you don't need to be a leader. We'll take our time with you. You need to lead.
And who are your leaders right now? They're all going to be gone in 2 years.
I'm sorry.
Miles is going to be gone. Batonio's going to be gone. Wyatt Teller's going to be gone. Nick Chubb is going to be gone. And he does by example. All of your leaders are going to be gone. Denzel Ward might be the only one left. And who knows how long of a career Denzel's going to have. So, yeah, if you get taken number two overall in the NFL, you are a leader.
Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham. Go ask anybody in Philly about leadership on the defense. Anybody. You need to, and the guys on offense, you had Lane Johnson there who's dealt with some stuff, but obviously has been a leader. And Jason Kelce has been one of the policemen in that locker room up until his retirement a couple years ago. Tell me about leadership at positions that aren't quarterback. You need other people to be a leader. I love Miles, and it kills me that he's going to probably be gone at the end of this year, at the end of this offseason. But damn, if that's one thing I can be critical of, that's one thing I'm going to be critical of. But whoever they take, whoever walks across that stage, whether it be a quarterback or Abdul Carter, buddy, you better be ready to lead. Not just on defense, not just doing your job. It's got to be a different day in Berea, Ohio. Now, one thing I do agree with, or the one thing I don't think bothers a lot of Browns fans or shouldn't bother a lot of Browns fans. Carl says, sorry to yell at Carl, sorry to get so mad. I just get worked up about the leadership thing. He says, if Sanders is a bust, we're back at square one again.
I feel like we're there right now.
Where you had said,
sorry.
You had replied, if they take Carter and go 4-13, and then you put in parentheses, Miles did go 0-16. That's right. They're back at square one also. If you're back at square one and they're that bad and he's already a bust, that's not going to bother me. But the thing is you have to know as soon as possible. One of the knocks that I would have on taking Shedeur Sanders, and this is timing. If you don't have, you got to make sure, it's almost the Johnny scenario. He has to flame out so quickly. Like, if Josh Rosen showed anything at Arizona, they might have just kept Josh Rosen and let Kyler Murray, traded away the first pick. But Josh Rosen was so defunct with that organization. Steve Keim, I know Steve Keim's had personal problems, so I'm not going to try to rip him. Mm-hmm. Steve Keim made a bad decision. They made bad decisions. They took Kyler Murray. It was just a bad situation all the way around. And now they've tried to take Kyler Murray, and we've seen the fruits and the results of that happening. It's been a little bit of a mixed bag over there. Whatever. He's a very good Call of Duty player. He's a pretty decent quarterback. See how that goes. He would have to prove that he is just an out-and-out disaster this year for them to go, okay, we got to take a quarterback. If you think he's going to be an out-and-out disaster this year, then don't take him.
Right. Well, yeah.
But I think that what a lot of people are afraid of, this is the true fear. I keep using afraid, but I have to. I'll tell you what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid you take him and he's just meh. And then I have every reason to not take a quarterback next year. Because that is what looks like a better draft class. I can't deny the class. I won't deny the class.
Think about it. If it blows up and it's terrible and Shedeur just looks like he's not ready or not good, I mean, you're getting a new GM and a new coach anyway, and what are they going to do? They're not going to just take the Browns job and say they're married to Shedeur Sanders. No, they're going to take a quarterback.
No, well, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, they will. They're not going to stick with Shedeur Sanders when, especially if it really blows up and they have the worst record in the NFL.
Oh, no. You have to blow. It would have to be blown up. But you said yourself, I mean, if they get to eight wins, you could still fire everybody.
Yeah.
So if they get to eight wins, and then they're in the middle of the draft. They're drafting what? Sure. Where is Indianapolis drafting? 14th?
Sure.
14th, 13th, somewhere in there, 12th?
But I'm guessing if they're there, they're going to probably think, man, Sure has got a chance
so
here.
So if you have these guys, if you have a middle-of-the-road draft next year, you're going to have to trade away ass.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sets to go to the top, to go to the tippy top, to go get those guys. You're going to have to do it. And I don't think that anybody really wants to do that. And I don't think a new general manager is going to really want to do that. So now you're passing the buck on another year with Shedeur Sanders. And then I'm going against one of my own principles. And I've said, I hate putting a quarterback against a coach or with a coach that already has the clock ticking on him. They did it in Chicago. We've done it. We did it with Hugh Jackson and Baker Mayfield. But again, they just did it in Chicago with Caleb Williams and Matt Eberflus. Who had any faith in Matt Eberflus? And we're outsiders. How many people on the outside, and this is the weird thing, how many people on the outside have a lot of faith in Kevin Stefanski? I think there's more faith in Kevin Stefanski outside of Cleveland than there is in Cleveland. But if I were to ask the general fan on the street, if I were to walk down Prospect, well, today's not a good day because it's 1 degree outside. But if I were to walk down Prospect on a decent day and say, do you have faith in the Browns head coach? I'd be willing to say 7 out of 10 say no. So if I can't get the most of them, I have to take that into consideration. I don't want to put a rookie quarterback in a bad spot with a desperate team and have to put him in spots that I don't think that he can function in. Or I worry that he can't function in. Because then I'm just passing it along. And then another general manager has to take on this albatross that he doesn't want to take on. So this is not just cut and dry. And again, your attitude bothers me. It's not just cut and dry on this is the guy, you got to take him just because he's the guy, he's the quarterback.
But I'll just maintain, we'll get to the calls here. I just maintain that if you take Shedeur Sanders and it doesn't work out, yes. I don't think they're screwed. I don't think that ends the organization for 5 years. I think that's thinking from 10 years ago that I think it's pretty clear the NFL, it's not really how it operates. We saw San Francisco with Trey Lance. We've seen teams take quarterbacks and then pivot pretty quickly. It can happen. You just have to have the willingness to do so.
Would they have pivoted that quickly if they wouldn't have taken if Brock Purdy wouldn't end up being as good as Brock Purdy's been? I mean, Brock Purdy hasn't been God's gift, but he's been very good.
I think he would have gotten another shot, yeah.
Okay.
Had they not stumbled into Purdy.
Because people call us Trey Lance, and I go, guys, you can watch him. Like, the Cowboys had some hype video going on, and it was like of their quarterbacks throwing, and it's like, you can see he does not move off whoever he's going to throw to. He has selected one man and one man only, and it was on the Cowboys' own website last year. And you and I were watching it during one of the breaks. You might not remember this. And go, he has not grown at all in 3 years in the NFL. Like Dak, you saw Dak, boom, 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 corner, end zone, touchdown. It's in shorts and T-shirts. Sure. Cooper Rush, same thing. Trey Lock, I'm like, you can't do anything with that guy. And the Cowboys staff knew that. That's why Cooper Rush was playing over him. Would they have given him another shot? Yeah, but man, it makes me wonder, like, why did you even take him in the first place? Wasn't he doing the same stuff in college? If he's just locking on to guys? 216-474-0092. He put him right at the top of the list. All right, here, I'm going to take this call here. Carl and Akron. Carl, I'm sorry for yelling. Don't cuss me.
I'm sorry.
When you said the leadership thing, I saw red. I apologize.
That's okay. Listen, name a team that has had a subpar quarterback take them to the promised land with a defensive player that led the team. Maybe that was the wrong way to say it, but I think you understand what I mean.
I mean, a lot of people argued about Joe Flacco and the Ravens when they went to the Super Bowl with Ray Lewis. The first time they won the Super Bowl was with Trent Dilfer. Was that before Ray Lewis, or that was with Ray Lewis?
Was there too.
Okay,
yeah, that was.
So it did work. It did work twice. I don't think that that's the exception. I don't think that that's the rule.
Okay, I will say this though: Shedeur Sanders, I do not think is the answer. He might be a quarterback that prospers in the NFL with the right, you know, being able to sit and be able to learn, you know, hold a clipboard for a while, but to throw him in here, I don't think that's the answer. My gut sticks with Abdul Carter. That's my gut. I don't think that there is a quarterback in this particular draft that speaks necessarily to me that says this person is the answer, especially with the way the Browns do things. They're not a team that's going to have this particular quarterback that's drafted hold a clipboard like they should and learn. It's just not going to happen. You bring a Kirk Cousins in here, that's fine. But is that, you know, a type caliber type quarterback? I'm sorry. And, you know, I'm sorry. That quarterback that we draft is going to be thrown to the wolves sooner than later. It's just not going to happen. I don't think this is the place for Cam Ward or for Shedeur Sanders.
But can we find ourselves in a spot where, like, say, like Gerard Mayo is a bit of a mess, but people look at the Patriots and they say, gosh, there's gold in them, their hills. And Drake May,
what the Patriots are doing, Ken. Are they throwing him to the wolves? No, they didn't.
So are you convinced that Shedeur Sanders would have to start week one? Is that what you're saying to me? Okay.
No, what I'm saying is, real quick, because I know you and I both know
that that will become a fight. If they were to get Kirk Cousins and then Shedeur Sanders, we will take calls to kingdom come during training camp that Shedeur should just be the starter.
Oh, my gosh. If they brought Kirk Cousins in here and they drafted Shedeur Sanders and turned around and said there's going to be a quarterback war, come on.
I know.
That's ridiculous. But But we know the Browns, and I wouldn't put it past them.
Well, Carl, I'll say that, and again, just I love you, and thank you very much for the call, and thank you for not yelling at me. I'm sorry to yell. Just, you got to expect, if you take anybody, you have to expect leadership there. They have to, somebody, if you're taken that highly by a franchise, damn it, you have to be a part of the heart and soul. This team lacks identity.
Especially at number two.
Yes, it lacks identity. If you take Abdul Carter number two, damn it, he better be a leader. He better be starting to hold everybody accountable. He went after the guy who was trying to tow his car away for whatever reason. He should be ready to go after anybody in that locker room. I mean, I'm dead serious. Yeah, I'm dead serious. You look at the Eagles. I mean, Howie Roseman, we can give Howie Roseman all the credit we can in the world. He drafts grown men. He can then take some risks on guys because then he has guys who can police the locker room. And you know what? They turn those guys into leaders. The guys that sometimes like, eh, you know, there's a question here. They turn those guys into leaders because they've seen from the veterans what they can and what they can't do. Damn it, I hate to put it like this. This is what you get with the Steelers. This is why the Steelers are not a doormat team and they frustrate their own fans because there is a standard. And so their bottom is 9 wins. Our bottom is number 2 overall. The Titans' bottom, number 1 overall. When you lack leadership, that's going to happen. When you lack a direction, that's going to happen. You saw, what was their record with Vrabel? How bad did it ever get? Was it 5 or 6?
Yeah.
So you're holding that thing together with bad
all those
trades.
Injuries.
You're holding that thing together with bad trades, bad ownership, bad general manager, the injuries there. And then you see when you really lose all that leadership, the bottom really comes out. And then A-Round, who can be up with Nick Sirianni, hey, we can kind of calm things down. Why? Because you got enforcers in your locker room. So whoever you get, and not attacking Carl Hill, you have to have leadership out of them. And I don't know if Abdul Carter is that. I'm not saying he's not. I don't know that much yet.
And just who's left right now?
Yeah.
Think about all the veterans that aren't going to be here in the next 2 years.
Yeah. And again, I love them.
They're going to phase out. They're one of the oldest teams in the league with their starting lineup last year. I think they might have been the oldest. They are going to totally pivot from that now.
Because
Make any sense to be old, expensive, and bad. You got to start going in a different direction.
Any one of them players who got my cell phone number over the last 8 years and who texts me, they will tell you, well, they won't tell you. They will tell me to a man, they know I'm right. I'm right about that. You can accuse Myles Garrett of being a Hall of Famer on the first bout. You can accuse him of being a good person. You can accuse him of being a tremendous talent. You can accuse him of being a game wrecker. I can't accuse him of being a heart and soul leader. He has been 1 foot in and 1 foot out of that. And that is, whether he wants to admit it or not, that's part of the problem. That's been part of the problem. Because if we're going to have Mary Kay stories about it's either him or me, buddy, you better take the keys to the franchise and be that leader. I'm fighting everybody now. Now I'm back on just draft the quarterback no matter what.
Okay, I will say it was always going to be like this, Ken, because it's not a great quarterback class. We're hearing that forever. It's also not a great blue chipper class.
Yeah.
I know we are now talking about a select four, so yeah, we're making it seem like every year, but these four would not be at the top every year. This is a down draft. We warned about this for a year, and it just so happens the Browns have the number 2 overall pick. Mm-hmm. It just so happens we don't have a quarterback. It just so happens we are in disarray again. We are at the bottom of the NFL looking up.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
They have fallen off.
See, Daryl got me work doing a shoot, and I'm not even going to be able to talk to him on Friday. I might just have to have him call in tomorrow.
Wouldn't you still want one of the four top guys in the crappy draft?
Yes.
Then the crappy draft.
Yeah, that's true.
Jeremy Fowler had the Browns as a destination for Aaron Rodgers, and I was obviously nonplussed to hear something like that. 2-7 for that word. Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones has been a name. I know that Pony is excited about the possibilities of Daniel Jones, which is maybe he's just a big anti-Daboll guy. And I thought, man, you know, I know I've made the jokes about leftover pot roast with Kirk Cousins, but if some of my other options are Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Daniel Jones, I guess I'm just going to get really excited for leftover pot roast here and really like the leftovers. And then Daryl just had to chime in, dumpster diving for QB since 99. I go, then I better not hear. if you can't have it both ways. If they take a vet and don't take any QB, if they don't try for that QB, I don't want to hear anything from Daryl about diving in dumpsters during the season. I better not, or I'm going to drive over to West Park and we're going to fight in his front yard. I better not hear anything. You can't have it both ways. The fans can have it both ways. If the people call it, it's up to you. Daryl, I have to hold accountable. You can't tell me if they go, like, and I'll bring up, I finally get to bring up the mock draft that made me sick. Zach has a mock draft. Jackson, from The Athletic, round one, number two overall, Abdul Carter, edge, Penn State. Okay, that's going to get the people who are excited about not taking a QB excited. Okay, mm-hmm. What are we going to do at number 33? Josh Connerly, offensive tackle, Oregon. Okay. Round three, pick number 67.
They're building from the inside out.
Round three, pick number 67. Tyler Shue, quarterback, Louisville. And I went, oh, God, forget it. I'm in my bed at 3:12 this morning. I woke up at 3:10. That's the first thing I saw. And by the way, he's had that out for a few days. It just so happened I looked at The Athletic this morning right when I woke up, and that's what I saw. I go, he's going to be 26 right after the season ends. Yep. I thought, man, that's Zach through and through. Zach just doesn't like a quarterback, but no, they're going to take a quarterback at some point. Because later on, he has him taking Curtis Rourke. I'm sure Zach likes Curtis Rourke because we all like Curtis Rourke. That is a round six guy, has a lot of injuries, but gamer, all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Curtis Rourke too. That's a very Zach pick. And so I get mad and go, well, we're just taking guys to take a guy. I'd rather just take a different. If we're going to not, if Will Howard were there, somebody were there, fine, get me excited over somebody. I'm going to take Tyler Shue.
Can I ask you a silly off the field question?
I don't even think he's rated by Ryan or anybody. No.
Silly off-the-field question that should never factor in to taking a quarterback, but I think people are crazy if they don't think some organizations have thought about this, including one right here in Cleveland.
What's that?
There is a certain amount of excitement when you take a quarterback.
Yeah.
Do you think that...
That was the first reason I said they were going to take a QB high with their first pick.
Do you think, like, the apathy with the Browns is at a certain point right now? Not about the offseason. There's excitement about, hey, what direction are the Browns going to be in? What I'm talking about is having a team that's competitive on the field. We go from a team that we thought had Super Bowl aspirations to Myles Garrett wanting out. And Nick Chubb not being a part of this. And who knows who else is going to be gone in the coming year. There is a pivot that's going to need to take place here with the organization because they're bad, they're old, they're expensive.
Yeah.
So they're in the middle of turning things over. And I feel like this season could be a very big apathy season.
Yeah.
A very big, yeah, the tickets are sold, but other teams' fan bases take over. Very similar to what we saw in 2016 and 2017, where it was empty all year. We can talk about how loyal, how great our fans are. The fans were not on board with that. They knew what was going on. There was a level of tanking going on that if they don't take a rookie quarterback this year and play it, quote, safe, it's going to be really ugly. It could be a really ugly season down there. Could it not?
Yeah.
Do you think Jimmy Haslam, do you think the Haslams, do you think anybody needs to remind them, like, take a quarterback, it kind of resets it, and people get excited again.
Yes. That was the first thing I thought of.
Not the right reason.
It's not the right reason, but it's the first thing I thought of. It's the first thing I thought of during the season last year when this was... we were in the middle of these bad... I'm sorry, guys. In the middle of these losses at Cincinnati and against Kansas City, and it was tumbleweeds on the phone, and it's like, well, we can talk some Cavs. And I went, holy crap, like, we're done. The Watson thing is done, and they're going to move on to a different quarterback. I said it then. I think a lot of people would be more excited if his name was Shador Watkins. Or the Shador...
The Deion stuff scares
Jackson.
People. Of
but
course
because
it does.
It's Shador Sanders, and we've already... you think about what we've been through. Even the people who are pro-Baker and love Baker, you know that was an emotional roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want any of that.
There were great highs. There were terrible lows.
Because there are a lot of people, they are just exhausted by the fights. We fought about it with Johnny. When we had a guy like Brian Hoyer, for crying out loud, we fought about it with Johnny. We fought like crazy about Baker. We have fought like crazy and got down in the dirt and ugly about Deshaun Watson. And they just want somebody who's going to be quiet. And I think that that's why half the reason they wanted to take it, like if Cam, well, if Cam Ward's there, I'll run to the podium and take Cam Ward. I think a lot of people haven't even heard Cam Ward talk. And a lot of the things I say about Shedeur Sanders, I can say the same thing about Cam Ward. Not actually in the pocket and things like that. I do think there's obviously some clear differences there. But hey, played at Incarnate Word, got them better. Played at Wazoo, tough place to play at, tough place to win at, certainly got better. Played at Miami, a lot of pressure to play for the U, certainly made them better. Certainly made them better. I mean, these are things that I would go, yeah, Cam Ward would be ready for the pressure to be a Browns quarterback. And I think so many people would be more comfortable because his dad isn't prime time. His dad's not a Hall of Famer. They didn't see his dad on TV ranting and raving about the Browns and saying that they didn't want to take him. And they are tired of the fights. We could argue whether or not he's a good quarterback or anything like that. That's down the line. I think people are fine with that. It's just always personality, always personal stuff, always whether or not they love football, whether or not they love the head coach or the organization. It's always those fights, and I think a lot of people are just exhausted by it. So I do feel bad because I do like Shedeur Sanders in so many ways, and if his name was Shedeur Jenkins, it'd be so much easier to make an argument for him. But he's Shedeur Sanders. And his father is one of the greatest players to ever play, and he's one of the biggest personalities to ever play the game, and he's one of the most opinionated people to ever play the game, and there's a lot of people who ever loved Deion Sanders. There's that many people who hate Deion Sanders, and it's because of the old man for a lot of folks.
People
and
know,
so I'm fighting an uphill battle.
People do know he's got a pretty busy job. He's got a lot on his plate. Like, he's not going to be living in Cleveland 24-7.
Who? Deion?
Deion. And people know that. He coaches a football team.
But if the season goes to hell and you end up getting rid of Kevin Stefanski, well, you know we won't be able to stop that conversation from happening.
Maybe that'll be a good conversation.
Of course, then again, if Colorado's season goes to hell, maybe that answer will be given to us for us.
Yes.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.